Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وقال تعالى ايضا سبحان الذي اسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام الى المسجد الاقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من اياتنا وقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام المجاهد من جاهد نفسه في طاعة الله او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اما بعد respected ulama e kiram elders and dear brothers we begin with the praises of Allah jalla shanuhu wa amma nawaluhu who through his noble mercy grace benevolence and might has given us this very wonderful and auspicious opportunity on this very blessed day of Jumu'ah to gather around to discuss various ayat and verses of the noble Quran, to discuss the ahadith and traditions of our beloved master Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that when a group of people gather to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gather around this gathering, and they go right up to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the end of such a gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders an angel to announce that behold, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all your minor sins. Not only that, respected brothers, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken all your evil deeds and changed them into good deeds. This is the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is arhamur rahimeen, the most merciful of those ever capable of showing mercy, has showered his blessings upon us today. He has given us iman. We are reciters of this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has created us from the best of nations. Kuntum khayra ummah. You are the best of nations. We should acknowledge this, we should believe this, and we should show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What type of ummah has He created us from? What type of Nabi are we speaking about? One Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he climbs up the minbar, the pulpit, looking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with tears in his eyes, he exclaims, Ma ahsanu minka lam tariqat ayni, wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa'i, khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybin, ka annaka khuliqta kama tasha'u. Aw kama qal, Ma ahsanu minka lam tariqat ayni. More beautiful than you, no eye has ever seen. He's looking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa'i. More beautiful than you, no mother has ever given birth to. Khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you free from any type of defect, from any type of fault. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as if you told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how you wish to be created, and upon your wish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come into this world with? With the Holy Qur'an. What type of miracle and mu'jiza is this noble Qur'an? فَفَاقَتْ كُلَّ مُعْجِزَةٍ مِّنَ النَّبِيِّينَ إِذْ جَاءَتْ وَلَمْ تَدُمِي. Allama Busiri rahmatullah alayhi mentions that every Nabi came with his own miracle. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he threw his staff down, it would turn into a serpent. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, through the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would cure the blind. But that was only limited to the specific era. It did not continue. We do not see it happening in today's times. That miracle was only specificated to the era of Hazrat Isa or Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was granted such a miracle, the noble Quran, which you and I as ummatis are gifted by having the opportunity of reciting from its noble verses. فَفَاقَتْ كُلَّ مُعْجِزَةٍ مِّنَ النَّبِيِّينَ إِذْ جَاءَتْ وَلَمْ تَدُمِي. Every Nabi came with his own miracle, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with the noble Quran, and it is present till today. This is why we are gifted. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named us in the noble Quran as khayrul ummah, the best of nations. If we look in the 30th part of the noble Quran, in Surah At-Tin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Without any iota of doubt, I have created you in the best of forms. Addressing you and I. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us in the best of ways. And we can see it for ourselves. When last have we looked in the mirror? Look at the hands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Look at the eyesight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Look at the sense of smelling, the ability to listen, the ability to hear. All of these are great miracles from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the bounties of Allah could we ever deny? Not a single bounty. Look at ourselves, respected brothers. Every moment of our lives is a gift, a true gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything we have, surely we should lift up our hands, cry our hearts out before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shukr for the bounties He has given us. But respected listeners, at the end of the day, you and I have a great responsibility on our shoulders. We are ummatis, we are followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have this noble Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. In it, there is absolutely no doubt. هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a means of guidance for those who have taqwa and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does the noble Quran teach us? سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj and ascended to the seven heavens, what occurred? He went from one masjid, Masjid al-Haram, to Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that land sacred. In an authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that if you perform one salah in Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you 1,000 times more. These are the rewards of Masjid al-Aqsa. And today, we read the newspapers, we listen to the news. What is happening? Children, young, innocent, masoom children, their lives are being lost in Palestine. Does it hurt us? Ask ourselves, how many times a day, how many times a week, or how many times a month do we sincerely lift up our hands, shed two tears for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fear, and cry, oh Allah, help the people of Palestine. Do we do this? Ask ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best judge. We can question ourselves, do we have that feeling and that hurt in our hearts for the children of Palestine? A 23-day-old infant, 23 days old, an infant, young, masoom, innocent child, her body was mutilated by Israeli soldiers in Palestine. 23-day-old. Now ask ourselves, respected brothers, what harm can this innocent child do to any person? What harm? What did she do to deserve this in her life? Hind, 4-month-old child, was suffocated by poisonous gases thrown by Israeli soldiers. 4 months old. This is what is happening in Palestine, the reality of Palestine. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, we had the great opportunity of interviewing Jamal al-Durra. We may have heard of him. Muhammad al-Durra, the 10-year-old child who was murdered in his own father's hands. Imagine, in your own hands, take your own son. Take all the heart, the love you have in your heart for your son, and see your own child be murdered before your very eyes. What is going to go through your heart and mind at that moment? When we asked him what was his emotions and feelings, he couldn't express it. His own son's life was taken away, a 10-year-old child. But respected listeners, what can we do to help these innocent people of Palestine fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah states in the Noble Quran that if you sacrifice in my path, I will open up doors of guidance for you. I will welcome you onto the straight path. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We have two roads to take. One is towards Jannah and one is towards Jahannam. Which road are we going to take? Allah has given us the choice. If we sacrifice in His path, sacrifice our wealth, our time, our health in His path, guidance, hidayat will be spread throughout the four corners of the world. Is this not what we are looking for? Every day in our salah, what do we say? Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When a servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises are due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Allah Jalla Shanuhu wa Amma Nawaluhu replies, Hamidani Abdi, my servant has praised me. Allah is showing gratitude for our praises. When do we ever show gratitude for Allah's bounties? Wa idha qala Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Allah is most beneficent and most merciful. What does Allah say? Athna alayya abdi. He is praising me, he is glorifying me, my servant. Wa idha qala maliki yawmiddin, the Lord of the Day of Judgment, the King of the Day of Judgment, majjadani abdi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servant has exalted me. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O Allah, it is You we worship and it is You we ask for help. إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي. When we say, O Allah, show us the straight path, Allah says, this is not, it involves me and my servant, no one else. وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ. Have whatever you want. I will give you whatever you want. But it comes with effort and sacrifice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Udhitu fillah ma lam yu'dhi ahad. I was given hurt, difficulties, pains, hardships like no person has ever went through. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go through? He would stand in salah, Allahu Akbar, make takbir, Allahu Akbar, with total devotion and sincerity, and cry his heart out for you and I. He would go in ruku and cry. Tears would flow down the Mubarak eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would go in sajda and cry so profusely that the ground beneath him would become dampened and moistened. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard la'ayatin li'ulil albab. Why do you go through so much hardships, O Rasul of Allah? The verse was revealed. Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth are signs for the intelligent. Are we intelligent? Do we see the signs of Allah? When we look at a tree, when we look at a bird, when we look at ourselves, do we see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or do we have that vanity, ostentation and pride in our heart that we are something? Wallahi, we are nothing. What are we sacrificing for Islam? What are we giving for our religion? Absolutely nothing. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Who are the intelligent? Those that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and reclining. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that example. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would stand in salah to such an extent, his feet would swell up. لِمَ تَسْنَعَ هَذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ غُفِرَ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Why do you do this, O Rasul of Allah? Why do you put yourself through so much hardship, O Rasul of Allah? Allah has He has overlooked any flaw, any fault of yours. أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant then? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His uncle, Sayyidina Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, Sayyidu Shuhada, the king of the martyrs. What occurred in the battle of Uhud? He was fighting in the path of Allah. Like there are children that are fighting, not with guns, not with grenades, but with stones in their hands. Young children, our children, are fighting with stones in Palestine. And we are relaxed. Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is fighting in the path of Allah. A spear hits him. He falls down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes his life. But that is not all. They cut his chest open. They removed his liver. They removed his heart. It was taken and chewed upon. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this, what went through his mind? His own uncle. This is what they have done to my uncle. But rahmatul lil alameen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy unto mankind. He did not decide to make bad dua. He made dua that, oh Allah, guide the ummah. Guide the ummah, show them the straight path. Respected brothers, during the battle of Khandaq, the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een were going through great difficulties and hardships. They had no clothes. It was cold, winter. They had no food. They were hungry to such an extent that the Sahaba Ikram would tie a stone to their belly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam witnesses this. He looks at his companions, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts up his clothing, what do the people see? Two rocks tied to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's stomach. That is not all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging the sahaba kiram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised Jannah. Strive in his path and Allah will reward you. Sahaba kiram were inspired so much. They all began to sing in one tone, نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقِينَا أَبَدًا. We are the ones who have taken a pledge on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will fight in jihad forever and ever. Until death does not reach us, we are prepared to fight in the path of Allah. Today, what is our condition? There are children there. This young infant, imagine 23-day-old infant. Her body was not just, she was not just shot or stabbed, mutilated. They could not recognize her body. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at the condition of his sahaba ikram. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that, oh Rasul of Allah, give me permission, let me go home and prepare something. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him permission. He goes home, he asks his wife that, what is there? What is there for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions to consume? She says, I have one small little goat. That's all. Enough for two or three people. And I have a little bit of barley and wheat. So she says that, bring Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam together with two or three other people. Not more. He returns, he goes and he whispers in the ear of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Rasul of Allah, I have prepared something for you and two or three other people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at him, smiles, and says, how much have you prepared, O my sahabi? So he explains. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands up. Ya ahlal khandaq, O people of khandaq, O people who are striving in the path of Allah, come, we have got dawat, let's go. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's worried, he's concerned. I only have prepared a meal for three, four people. What am I going to do? He rushes home. When he gets home, he tells his wife. His wife begins to quarrel with him, that I told you, only invite 3 or 4 people. Nevertheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes his mubarak and very blessed saliva and places it in the pot of food, and places it on that roti, that wheat. 10 sahaba ikram come, eat their fill and leave. 20 sahaba ikram come, eat their fill and leave. 1,100 sahaba ikram ate from one dish which was prepared only for 3 or 4 people. In tansurullaha yansurkum. Wallah, my respected brothers, if you are prepared to help the deen of Allah, Allah will help us. He will shower His mercy upon us. If we are prepared to lift up our hands, cry in front of Allah for the children of Palestine, Allah's help and nusrat will come. But until we are not prepared to change our actions, our a'mal, until we are not prepared to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, till then, young, innocent and ma'soom children will continue to be slaughtered by Israeli soldiers. Does it touch our heart? Do we feel the hurt and the pain for these young children? Sayyidina Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a 10-year-old child, his mother has passed away. He's only got his father. His father comes to him, I'm going to fight in the path of Allah. He says, imagine your son comes and tell you. So he says, my father, I have no mother. I only have you. You want to go and fight in the path of Allah. Who am I going to have? So the father says, when I return, I will put you on my lap and we'll play together. Father's love for the child. Son's love for the father. Nevertheless, he goes and fights in the path of Allah. Every day, Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is waiting for his father. He receives the news that the whole army is returning today. So he goes and he stands on a hillock, a 10-year-old child. He stands on the hillock, the caravans are coming in. All the whole army is returning. He is waiting. He's excited. My father's coming today. My father, Allahu Akbar, a 10-year-old child. The army begins to come in slowly, slowly. He does not see his father. Till the last group of people came in, he still doesn't see his father. So he thinks, no, maybe they got delayed. He sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he approaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rahmatul lil alameen, mercy unto mankind. Like a young child, he goes and he pulls the clothes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That, oh Rasul of Allah, where is my father? Where is my father? I'm waiting, I'm excited. He's got a smile on his face. A young child. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam looks at this young child. Imagine, take ourselves and put ourselves in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's shoes for a moment. He looks at this young child. He cannot bear to face him. He turns away. He's still excited. Oh Rasul of Allah, where is my father? Where is my father? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is looking at this 10-year-old infant. Tears are begin to roll down the mubarak cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He cannot bear to face him. He turns again. Third time he goes. Now he suspects something is wrong. Oh Rasul of Allah, where is my father? I am waiting for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam looks at this young child's face. Tears are flowing down his mubarak cheeks. What do you tell an innocent child? What do you tell him? He says, oh Bashir, your father has been martyred in the path of Allah. A 10-year-old child receiving news. He has no mother, and today he gets the news he has no father. Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu shrieks, he begins to scream and cry like any child or any adult would do. He's crying his heart out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam cannot control his emotions. He takes him and embraces him in his arms, crying with him. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam looks at this young child and says, oh Bashir, how would you like it if I become your father? Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha becomes your mother. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha becomes your sister. those tears, respected brothers, turn to tears of joy. On a 10-year-old child, tears of hurt turn to tears of joy. He says, O Rasul of Allah, if you had to give me this khush khabri and good news 1,000 times, I'm prepared to sacrifice my father 1,000 times. Love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What love do you and I have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A young child, 10 years old. A delegation went to Palestine. A delegation of ulama recently. When they were at Palestine, they met this youngster. His name was Qaqa, an 8-year-old child. They met him, so they began to become friendly with him, speaking and playing with him. So one alim told him that, oh Qaqa, why don't you come back with us to South Africa? We'll give you education, you'll go to school, you'll go to madrasa, everything. An 8-year-old child, listen to his answer. He says that you want me to go to South Africa. He points to Masjid al-Aqsa and he says, who will look after this masjid? Who is going to look after this masjid if I have to go to South Africa to back to comfort? Who is going to look after this masjid? This is the spirit, the iman these 8-year-old children have. What iman do we have? What love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do you and I have? نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا. Sahaba ikram gave their lives. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at one battle, he comes. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes first. He gives half his wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him that, oh Umar, what have you left for your family? He says, I've left half my wealth for my family. Next, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes with a great deal of wealth, a lot of wealth. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him that, oh Abu Bakr, what have you left for your family? He says, I have left Allah and His Rasul for my family. To such an extent, respected brothers, that the buttons he had on his clothing, he removed them and he used thorns to tie his clothing together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this action so much, He sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam down. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that, O Rasul of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has loved this action so much, He has given salams to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and He has made every single angel dress in the manner Abu Bakr has dressed today. This is love for our religion, love for Islam. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes home after long fighting in the path of Allah. He hasn't seen his wife for a long period of time. We all know, many of us sitting here are married, how much we love our wives. Many of us cannot do without our wives for one day. Here he has spent a great deal of time in the path of Allah fighting. He comes home, His wife has donned herself beautiful. She's dressed up smart. Today my husband is coming, alhamdulillah. He comes home, he greets his wife. He says, give me permission to read 2 rakat salah. Only 2 rakat salah. So she gives him permission. He makes takbir, Allahu Akbar. And before he knows it, the azan for Fajr has already gone. His wife looks at him and says that, is there no haq and right for me also? For so long you were not with me. We were not together. Now you come home and you have spent the entire evening in salah. Do I also not have rights upon you? He says, definitely you have rights. So she says, then how come you read such a long salah? He says, forgive me. I made takbir. When I said Allahu Akbar, Jannah came on my right side, Jahannam came on my left side. I forgot about every single thing. I forgot you were even sitting in front of me. Allah is more important than me, than anything. This is the love that the Sahaba Ikram had for the religion. Masjid al-Aqsa, alladhi barakna hawlahu. A blessed land, a sacred land. And today, respected brothers, we can also assist them. We can also help them. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. One good action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply 10 times, and Allah's treasures never come to an end. As Hazrat Maulana mentioned, Channel Islam International has a pledge line. Alhamdulillah, we can see that the South African children, especially the children, have a great interest, and they feel that hurt for the children of Palestine. Last night alone, 500,000 rands was collected for the children of Palestine, from children. And it brings joy that a young child phones in and says, I'm giving 100 rand. Whatever spending he got, whether it's 10 rand, 50 rand, but he's giving. The point is, he has that fikr and that concern for the children, for the brothers and sisters in Palestine. Muhammad al-Dura, his father is in South Africa. Wallahi, respected brothers, if we have to look at that man's face, we will break down in tears. Because that story was broadcasted globally. Every single person may have heard of the story. That young child who was killed in his own father's arms. For 45 minutes continuously they were shooting. And his own son passes away in his hands. We can make a difference. And we can help the children of Palestine. The least we can do is lift up our hands, cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ansuril muslimin fi Filastin wa fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansuril muslimin fi Filastin wa fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansuril muslimin fi Filastin wa fi kulli makan. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability of practicing upon whatever has been said and pass it on to others. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.